Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Remix podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Daphne. Welcome to Retro Remix podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Daphne Perry, and I write kind of steamy, small town contemporary romance. Mm-hmm. I started writing my first book came out in 2017. So I'm relatively new to the romance world, but I've been a reader forever and ever. My mom's a huge romance reader. I always remember her having, little paperbacks with Fabio on the cover by her chair at our house. And so she kind of passed that love of reading down to me. And that's really kind of what sparked me becoming a writer. So
I love this. So let's talk about your reading journey. So you shared that you started reading early. And what kind of romance did you read? Did you read contemporary, historicals, paranormal? What was your gateway drug?
Oh, man. Kind of anything. Like, and I'd say my tastes are still that way. Like, I really will read anything. I kind of love a variety. Nora Roberts is probably one of my all-time favorites. I've read, tons. She has so many books out. I've read tons of them. She's one of my favorites. So kind of that contemporary romance, but then also romantic suspense. And then fantasy, I've always been into fantasy, whether that was YA or even adult fantasy. Twilight, obviously, I'm always going to love Twilight just because it kind of, I read Twilight after college, and through college, I probably didn't read as much just because I had schoolwork to do. Mm-hmm. But after college, I kind of got back into reading, and that was because of Twilight. And I've never really stopped since. So, paranormal, all the things. I really will read pretty much anything. I love historical too. So if you give me a book, that's likely I'll read it.
I love this. And so what inspired you to become an author? Like, what was the moment that you decided, I'm going to write my own romance novels,
It really started when I was at home. So my husband, we've kind of moved around a little bit for his career. And I was at home. I was pregnant with my youngest kiddo. And it was at a weird time where I was between jobs and I knew I didn't want to get a job because I didn't want to go into the interview and say, hey, by the way, I'm going to need 3 months off here in a couple months. So I just stayed home and I had finished working for the company that I was working for before we moved. And when I was working there, I had a big job. It was a great job. I really loved it. But it was a very demanding job. So I was working a ton of hours and it was like going from Mach 3 to 0 overnight. And I went a little stir crazy, just being at home and there's only so much cleaning you can do. And there's only so many hours I can spend playing Legos, all those things. And it wasn't enough of a mental challenge. And so I was reading a ton. I was reading a book to a book and a half a day. And then I got a little bit, I don't want to say bored, but I was struggling to find the book that I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, maybe I'll just try writing it. And that's what I did. I literally one day, it was probably like a Wednesday, just a random day that I pulled out my laptop and I was like, let's just see what happens. So, and that's where it started.
I love this. And so did you plot it out or did you pants your way through it?
No, it was a total pantser. I plot my books now. Just because it saves me, I like doing it that way. I like having the whole picture in mind when I start writing and then it saves me a ton of time in editing. But that first book, it was fun to just, every day was an adventure. So.
Love this. So what has been the process? What has been your writing process during the pandemic? Has it been any different? Has it been the same? We're living in unprecedented times.
It's really been the same. I haven't changed too much of my process. I try to write almost every day. I usually take one day, sometimes two off a week from writing. It just kind of depends on what I have going on, but luckily for me, it hasn't changed. Other than I have a whole bunch of people in my house that I used to not have in my house. So I haven't been alone for a while. And I have to say that I'm missing being alone. But it really, you know, my kids are great. They are very understanding, and they, you know, maybe because I started writing when I had a newborn, it's just always been like, you just kind of always juggle it. So it, luckily for me, it hasn't really changed much.
I love this. Yeah. I think it's like, it's been a process for some people. It's been like a challenging because they ride in coffee shops and now riding at home and trying to make it space. And others is like, I have people at home and I just want to have like quiet time, you know? So I'm always curious, like, what's the process looks like, you know? I'm glad it hasn't changed much and you had some sort of routine. So let's chat about Will & Ash. That's a brand that you have for KU. Like, what was the reasoning why to have two different brands, and how does it juggling both, you know?
Good question. So the reason why I wanted to kick off the Will & Ash pen name really was because I wanted to be able to distinguish my books that are wide across all platforms, and then the books that are always going to be in Kindle Unlimited. And I have seen, you know, you see authors who do it a million different ways, and I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer by any means. This was just what worked best for me because I wanted to brand them differently. And I also wanted to be very clear that like my Debney Perry books are not going to go into Kindle Unlimited. Mm-hmm. Whereas my Will & Ash books are never going to go on Apple or Kobo or Barnes & Noble. They're always just going to be on Amazon. So that was kind of my way to draw the line, if you will, and separate those two and just kind of create a little bit of a different branding and marketing strategy for one over the other.
And so how do you juggle writing? Do you write one book at a time, or do you write multiple books? Do you have multiple books in the works?
I always have one main book that I'm writing. So I always have one book that's kind of the number one priority. And then usually I have a side project going on where, like, if I hit my word goal for my main book in a day, which can be anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 words to 5,000 words, it kind of varies on whatever chapter I'm on, and whatever's happening in the book. But once I get that done, if it's early enough in the day and I still feel like I have some gas in the engine, then I'll work on a side project. I'll switch gears to something else. So usually I have two projects going on at one time with my main focus on one. And then the other one just kind of happens whenever it happens. For Will & Ash versus Debney Perry, I just alternate. So I'll have a Debney Perry book that's kind of the main project. And then once it's done, I might switch to a Will & Ash book. I don't write as many Will & Ash books as I do Debney Perry books. So oftentimes I'll write two Debney Perry and then one Will & Ash and then two Debney Perry and one Will & Ash.
Love this. And so let's talk about the Calamity Montana series. You know, what was the source of inspiration? What can we expect from this series?
You know, it's inspiration wise, it's kind of like everything else. It just kind of comes from the ether, whatever I'm doing, I'll think of something. I'm like, oh, I like that. Maybe I'll write a book about that. So I wish I had a better answer, but it can kind of come from anywhere. If I'm watching a TV show or if I'm listening to music or whatever, it can just kind of come from wherever. Sometimes it doesn't even come from one of those. It just literally pops into my head. And, you know, as far as that series goes, it was just I wanted to do another small town series that, you know, was kind of just exactly what you would expect and what I really love to write. So I don't know how many books I'm going to have in that series yet. Maybe a few more, maybe more than a few more. For sure there'll be three more, maybe more. I don't know. I'm just going to kind of play it by ear. And then I don't know, I might squeeze some other like smaller Will & Ash projects in here and there. I might kick off something new. So the nice thing about it is I have, kind of ultimate flexibility, and how I'm going to keep it on the Will & Ash side is, you won't probably see a lot of long-term planning from me on that. I'm just going to write what I feel like writing. And then when it's done, you'll get it.
I like that idea. You know, I love it. And so let's talk about your other series, your Debney Perry series, the Runaway series. And so it's about, we're stringed together by a car, you know, that moves around into a different couple. So did you have that plan ahead? How did you plan ahead the whole
did you plan the series beforehand, or was it something you just like, as the books come along, they just start to pop up?
Yeah, for that one I did. I usually will plan a series out roughly to know how many books there's going to be. I usually get my covers all done at the same time. So I'll have all the titles and then I'll give it to my designer and say, okay, I'm going to have 5 books in this series, do all the covers for them. And here's all the titles. Just because that helps me kind of map out, okay, here's how many books I want. Again, I plan probably more on my Debney Perry series than I have so far on the Will and Ash side. But for that one, I did, I knew I was going to have 5 books from the beginning. Like when I sat down and kind of thought through how I wanted that series to go, I always knew there'd be 5 books. And I plotted out kind of all the handoffs of the car from one side of the country to the other. And that was it.
I love this. Yeah. I found it was like, it's such a unique way to thread the you know, when you read series, there's either family or stuff. And this thread of the car was like such a unique aspect of it. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, change of setting, but we're still in the same world, you know?
Yeah, thank you. It's been really fun to write. It was kind of it's one of those that was a side project. The first book I just kind of wrote whenever I felt like it. Mm-hmm. And then when it was done, I kind of plotted in the rest of them to write more, like put them in as actual main books. So.
Oh, that's so interesting. So let's talk about Clara's story in Dotted Line. What can we expect from her story?
It's very similar to the other stories in the series. You know, it's a small town book. It's kind of the, like the bow on top of everything. It kind of wraps everything up in a nice little way. So that's kind of what you can expect. You get to go and see a little bit more into their past, and more some more specifics about kind of all of the kids and where they grew up and her especially. So yeah, that's how I would describe it. It's the cherry on top. So
I love this. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So what's your favorite trope to read and what's your favorite trope to write?
Probably favorite trope to read. Ooh, I love second chance. I love marriage of convenience, especially a historical romance, like contemporary ones too, but like a historical romance where it's marriage of convenience. It's like, I'll read them every day. I love those. Accidental pregnancies and secret babies are like, you know, I love it. So those are probably my top 3. Favorite to write? Gosh, I love second chance. I love writing second chance. Those are always really fun for me. What else? I'm looking at my shelves. I love romantic suspense too. I've had a lot of fun writing the Tin Gypsy books just to mix in a little bit more than just the romance. So that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Marriage of Convenience. I mean, I'll read it and I'll write it. I love it.
And I'll read it too. I'm all about Marriage of Convenience in all shapes and form. Like, you know, contemporary, like, we go to Vegas. Oh my God, we got married. I don't know what happened. We'll stay together. You
know? Like, just send them to my door. I'll read them. Yep.
Yes. So I love this. So what has been a book that you read that you can recommend?
That I've read that I can recommend? Oh gosh, I have lots. You know, I'm in a huge fantasy kick right now. So I'll warn you that the first ones that pop in my head are all fantasy books. Sarah J. Maas is one of my faves. I just finished her newest one, A Court of Silver Flames, and it was so good. I love that whole series and that whole world. Mm-hmm. Those are amazing. I love those. Nora Roberts, any of the Nora Roberts ones. Kind of my top recs would be like The Liar. That's a really good one. Shelter in Place. I really like that one. I have to look at my bookshelves to remember. The Witness, The Villa. Those are all great Nora Roberts books. She's kind of a go-to. I always love her books. Other ones, Kerrigan Byrne. It's probably my top favorite historical author. I love her and she's a wonderful, wonderful person and a friend. But I love her books. The Victorian Rebels are like, I mean, multiple times. I love them. Oh, Nalini Singh, I have to mention her.
Yeah.
So I love Nalini Singh. I love the Guild Hunter books if you want like a paranormal. I think those are my favorite. So there you go.
Yeah, I love the Guild Hunter so, so much. You're so good.
And Wrath Forever.
I can just be there. I'm like, I just want you just like just there. Like it's just so good. So I love this. Tell us where you can find it online.
So you can find me pretty much anywhere, but if you want kind of the one-stop shop, just pop to devneyperry.com. If you want more information on my Will and Ash books, you can go to willandash.com, and that's that.
Awesome. Thank you, Devney, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been wonderful visiting.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.